Henry Ford Allegiance Health winning the Omo Tanashi Award from the Greater Jackson County Chamber. And we let Paula Autry sleep in today, so drawing the short straw, having to get up early, Susie Turple joins us. Thank you, Susie.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. I had a Hinckley's donut for breakfast, so all is well.
Oh, man. That sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So, nice honor for the hospital. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So, you know, first of all, we want to express our gratitude to Experience Jackson for this award. You know, it's just so impressive the work they do to strengthen the perception of Jackson County and to support, you know, economic development and growth. So anyway, just sincere gratitude to them. So, you know, to get this award is just a real boost during very, very challenging times. You know, our healthcare heroes, the support we've received from this community has just been remarkable during this pandemic. So, you know, we're just very thankful. And this recognition of our efforts, it means the world to us and to all of our staff members.
It's really all about the people. I mean, it's a challenge at a hospital on a good day, and you're dealing with this pandemic and new issues every single day.
So true. So true. It's, you know, it's an amazing challenge. We're so thankful that our team is, you know, pulled together. And, you know, one of the main reasons why we come to work is to, you know, serve our community and to meet the needs of our patients very much and the families in keeping with the Omo Tanashi spirit, if you will. That's our reason for being. And you know what? Our customers are our family, mm-hmm. our friends, and our neighbors. So it's really personal for us. And we want to give them the best experience while they're under our care. We've had our challenges, of course, during the pandemic, but we meet them, and then we move on. But what's interesting historically, Greg, is our hospital opened its doors in 1918, the year of the Spanish flu pandemic. And we couldn't have imagined that little more than a century later we'd be faced with this battle. It's something else.
Yeah, needless to say, your staff has really stepped up and taken charge.
Oh, so much so. Innovation, I mean, not just their day-to-day work, but coming up with creative processes. We had some folks, nurses, who helped create a face shield early on. And, you know, then our local partners and businesses really stepped up as well to help. You know, the brewery helped us with sanitizer. We had local manufacturing. I mean, just everybody, this community showed its stripes, and they honored our folks, you know, brought us food and did drive-bys that just lifted our spirits, that helped us keep going. But yeah, it's been really wonderful.
Now we're into this vaccine stage. That must, Susie, create a whole new set of issues.
Oh, you have no idea. Yeah. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And it's been a challenge because, for many reasons. One is, you know, the processes, but supply has been the biggest challenge. So we've got a great infrastructure in place to deliver, but we don't have enough supply right now. And I know the governor's working on that. And so, you know, we had a MyChart process where folks who had MyChart could go in and schedule, but then they'd be frustrated because there weren't enough slots. And then they changed that, and they're doing outbound calls for the A1 or 1A and 1B people.
Right.
And, you know, we've prioritized our cancer patients, our transplant patients, and folks over 65. So, yeah, we learn something new every day, and we pivot, and we have to change what we're doing to meet the needs of the community.
I guess the message really is you're going to get the vaccines out as soon as you get them.
Absolutely. We're ready, and we're 7 days a week ready. And the county health department is doing a great job as well. I think last week I read they gave out 550 vaccines. So, I mean, we're both ready and ready to go. And my little 83-year-old mama's still waiting for her appointment. So yeah, we're going to get her in when we can.
Well, Susie, thanks so much, and congratulations to you and the staff at Henry Ford Allegiance Health. Certainly, it's you've done a phenomenal job.
Thank you, Greg. We really appreciate that.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Award winners from the Chamber. Ullman Tanashi Award winners. Henry Ford Allegiance Health. And that was Susie Turpel, who is, I don't know if I mentioned that, the director of care experience at the hospital.